A labor standoff has turned into a one-day strike at the USC Keck Medical Center, and the back and forth between hospital administration and labor leaders is getting kind of ugly. Sal Roselli is president of the National Union of Healthcare Workers, and he joins us live from the picket lines outside of the medical center. Now, Mr. Roselli, we talked with the CEO of the Keck Medical Center, and he refuted any notion that administrators were getting 30% raises. What are your claims?
Well, first of all, Keck is USC is one of the richest private institutions and top fundraising organizations in the country. You know, they pay their chief executives millions of dollars with very rich benefit contracts, have unprecedented profits and cash reserves, and they claim to be a world-class organization and how proud they are of the Trojan family. Well, that claim, you know, we refute because they treat hundreds of their employees as second-class citizens. And that could be defined in multiple ways, from a couple of hundred of them making less than $15 an hour scores, around $11 an hour. Dietary workers have no access to health care for their families. So when they get sick, they can't see a doctor. And of most importance, penny-pinching staff decreases, skimping on staff to increase their already unprecedented profits, resulting in, it's becoming normal where patients' beds in acute care hospitals don't have their linens changed on a regular basis.
Sir,
increase in bed sores because there aren't adequate staff to care for folks.
Sir, the hospital administration also claims that you have brought in workers from other facilities to boost your numbers. Your response to that?
Oh, we have support here from not only the registered nurses at Keck USC that are in another union, but Keck employees. This is true. Their dietary workers from the school, from UC, are Unite Here union members, and they are here supporting us. And they're supporting us to simply achieve the same benefits that they have at the school, nothing more. You know, they have health care for their kids. They have a very modest 401k. Keck USC is refusing to give those same benefits to these workers.
Now, the hospital says it offers support workers the best possible health benefits with all premiums paid by the hospital. Is this still a point of contention, though?
It absolutely is. The dietary workers, in order to get health care for their families, would have to pay over $400 a month in premium. These folks make $11-something dollars an hour. So over 25% of their annual wages would have to go to health care premiums, which obviously they can't afford, while feeding their families and housing their families at the same time. So most of these workers have no access to health care. Again,
right.
The union's position, these 900 folks, not asking for anything more than Keck USC gives to most of its other employees.
Sal Roselli, president of the National Union of Healthcare Workers, joining us live.